News from the Radio Oklahoma News Network, I'm Ann Roberts. Some states are putting money into efforts to help people who are about to lose SNAP benefits. Governor Kevin Stitt has a different approach. More from Radio Oklahoma's Bob Sands.
Governor Kevin Stitt is calling on churches and nonprofits to do more to help Oklahomans who will be losing SNAP benefits due to the ongoing federal shutdown. During a news conference, Governor Stitt again touted the billions the state has in savings, but there was no mention of tapping those funds to help people buy food.
There's literally frost on the pumpkin this morning, a hard freeze in some areas of far northwestern Oklahoma with slightly higher temps as you move southeast across the state. The good news is that the high winds are over and the weather looks perfect for trick-or-treaters for Halloween. From the Radio Oklahoma News Network, I'm Ann Roberts.
Through the Wheat Checkoff, the Oklahoma Wheat Commission supports the wheat breeding efforts of Dr. Brett Carver, who believes that there's some healthy attributes that they can add to wheat to make it more enticing to today's consumer.
And the low-hanging fruit is grain with higher antioxidants. Antioxidants are just those compounds that already exist in our bodies. Where we get them from our food, we just don't get them from wheat. And they enable us to withstand some of the damage that's done to ourselves just from common day stress. And that stress causes inflammation, and inflammation is the root of a lot of evils. So we can counteract those with antioxidants. I'm all for it. I think we can do it now with wheat, with a colored brand wheat.
OSU wheat breeder Dr. Brett Carver believes that'll make the hard red winter wheat we produce more valuable to consumers and better for the bottom line of wheat producers. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for Oklahoma wheat producers.